David stood, listening to the sounds of the house, faint water dripping and the hum of the old refrigerator. The smell of perfume and baby powder was strong. A slip was draped off the chair in the corner. He breathed in the scent of her, of Jack, and then he pulled the door firmly shut and carried on down the narrow hall. He'd never told Rosemary about the unsealed door, but he'd never walked through it either. It was a point of honor with him that, despite the scandal, he had never taken advantage of her, had never trespassed into her personal life. Still, he liked knowing that the door was there. There was more paperwork to do, but David went downstairs. His running shoes were on the back porch. He put them on, tying the laces tightly, and walked around to the front. Jack was standing by the trellis, pulling blossoms off the roses. David squatted down and pulled him close, feeling his soft weight, his steady breathing. Jack had been born in September, early in the evening, just as dusk began to settle. David had driven Rosemary to the hospital, and he sat with her during the first 6 hours of labor, playing chess and bringing her ice chips. Unlike Nora, Rosemary had no interest in a natural birth. As soon as she could, she had an epidural, and when the labor slowed, she had Pitocin to speed things along. David held her hand as the contractions grew strong, but when they took her to the delivery room, he stayed behind. It was too private, not his place. Still, he'd been the first one after Rosemary to hold Jack, and he'd come to love the boy like his own.
"You smell funny,"
Jack said now, pushing at David's chest.
"It's my old stinky shirt," David said.
"Going running?"
Rosemary asked. She sat back on her heels, brushing dirt from her hands. She was lean these days, almost bony, and he worried about the pace she kept, how hard she pushed herself at school and at her job. She wiped a fine sweat from her forehead with her wrist, leaving a streak of dirt.
"I am. I can't look at those insurance files another minute."
"I thought you hired someone."
"I did. She'll be good, I think, but she can't start until next week."
Rosemary nodded, pensive. Her pale eyelashes caught the light. She was young, just 22, but she was tough and focused, carrying herself with the assurance of a woman years older.
"Class tonight?"
he asked, and she nodded.
"My last one ever, July 12th.
"That's right. I'd forgotten."
"You've been busy."
He nodded, feeling vaguely guilty, troubled by the date. July 12th. It was hard to understand how time passed so quickly. Rosemary had gone back to school after Jack was born, the same dusky January in which he had left his former practice because a man who'd been his patient for 20 years had been turned away at the door for lack of health insurance. He'd started his own practice, and he took anyone who showed up, insurance or no. He wasn't in it for the money anymore. Paul was through college, and his own debts were long since paid off. He could do as he liked.